So Kant, Lord Shiva directed his worshippers towards Vishnu. Yes, it's possible. At the same time, it's how different people will be elevated at different times that can vary according to time, place, circumstance. We see that the Bhagavatam, it is not very judgmental about everything, in the sense that it describes Shamik Rishi was an impersonalist. In the first canto it mentions, he was like more like a monist. But the Bhagavatam is not condemning, immediately following fools and rascals or anything like that. Or it is not that Bhagavatam gives a mission, oh, he was an impersonalist, but afterwards he became a devotee. It doesn't go into that kind of thing at all. So, yes, the Bhagavatam does describe that Shukadeva Goswami was an impersonalist and became a devotee, and that is glorified. And that is revealed as a glory of not just Shukadeva Goswami, also of the glory of the Supreme Lord. Atma Ramashimana Yodirgantha Pyurukrami. So, the point is that, that the Bhagavatam, there is clarity about the ultimate goal, but there is no insecurity about others following other goals. See, what happens is, when our faith is not very strong, you know, our certainty depends on being able to convince others also about the certainty of the thing. So if we feel that, you know, if I am worshipping Vishnu, Krishna, everybody will be worshipping Krishna. Why is anybody else worshipping? Why are others worshipping someone else? So the Bhagavatam does tell us some stories where, as I said, that Lord Shiva guides the Prachetas towards Vishnu. But it is not that if we look at the Bhagavatam or the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, it is not described that wherever everyone was, everyone became a Vaishnava. Chaitanya Charitamrita may say that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Shivakanchi or wherever, people became Vaishnavas. But Shivakanchi still existed and it is still filled with Shiva worshippers only. So maybe at that time people became devotees. But even after they became devotees, there is no description. For example, say that Keshav Kashmiri officially joined a Vaishnava Sampradaya. Not Keshav Kashmiri. Prakashanand Saraswati officially joined a Vaishnava Sampradaya. Or Keshav Kashmiri, you know, he did not join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gaudiya Sampradaya. He went on to the Vallabha Sampradaya. And he became an exalted scholar, wrote a commentary in the Bhagavatam, famous commentary. So the point is that, in general, I am giving the example of the Bhagavatam as well as the later tradition, that it is not that everybody is out on an agenda to convert everyone from their affiliation to higher affiliation. So people will progress at their pace. And sometimes it may be a part of the Lord's plan that even those who are worshipping Lord Shiva, you know, Lord Shiva may sometimes reveal himself as a devotee to them, and sometimes he may not. So there are many factors at work which we are not aware of, and we may have got the expressway for going towards Krishna, but that doesn't mean everybody has to necessarily be on that expressway. Other people may be going through various other things, and they may have their own visions, their own darshans, and there may be a plan for their own elevation also. Does that address your question? Any other questions?